Today FM, the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
How's it going there? Welcome along. You are very welcome to the second episode of the Ian Dempsey Best Of Podcast of 2018. So, what's it all about, I hear you ask? Well, the podcast gives you all our favourite bits from the week in a 20-minute package. So, it's kind of handy and kind of tidy. It'll keep you company no matter what you're up to. So, if you're going for a walk or you're in your car or you just want to try and go to sleep. Yeah, I'm not saying we're going to send you sleep or anything like that, but, you know, it just might be handy. Anyway, you're up for a bit of fun and hopefully you're in the mood for that. First up, we've got a huge reaction to a TV theme that we played this week on the show. Can you remember this? You see, Tuesday marked 35, yes, 35 years since The A-Team was first aired on NBC TV in the United States of America, and we gave it a spin, and our listeners were absolutely loving it. We had hundreds of messages and memories sent in to us as well, but it was Naomi Donaldson's WhatsApp message which stood out most, so we gave her a call.
Morning, Naomi.
Morning, Ian.
You're just back from maternity leave, and now you're back. You've got a little boy called Evan. Congratulations. Were you sad leaving him yesterday?
It wasn't too bad, because grannies and granddads are mine.
Ah, sure. The grannies and granddads are great. But listen, you're enjoying the show this morning, I believe.
I am. First of all, Maniac, and then the A-Team theme tune. It really got me in a good mood for going to work.
And you've got special memories of the A-Team, haven't you?
Yeah, well, like all 80s kids, both my husband and I are huge A-Team fans, but he is ridiculously fanatic. So the morning of our wedding, I surprised him with the A-Team van complete with B.A. Baracus turning up to bring him to the church.
Whoa, that is brilliant. That's a great start, I'll tell you. His name is Ronan.
So yeah.
He must have been gobsmacked, was he?
He was. He had no idea, and it was all because he was very suspicious. I was texting his best man a lot, and he wanted to know what was going on, but we were arranging this all behind his back, so...
I'd say he said to himself, oh, she's a keeper. She's a keeper! Naomi, welcome back to the real world, and say hello to little Evan. Give him a nice big hug from all of us here at Today FM, and hi to Ronan as well. Thanks for getting in touch. Cheers! See ya!
Today FM.
Every Tuesday we dedicate a segment to the songs that bring you right back to a very specific time in your life. First love, exams, moving out from home, backpacking around the world, nights out, college days, weddings, babies. You know yourself, it can be anything. And I think, you know, we've said it many times, but everybody has a milestone music moment. Some people have several. So if you want to share yours with us, you can let us know at breakfast@todayfm.com. We call it your milestone music moment. And this week it was the turn of Kate McGrath from Waterford. This was a lovely story. I really enjoyed this one. And a story from her school days, which involves a bus, headphones, and one of the biggest Irish tunes ever. Kate, good morning.
Morning, Eve. How are you?
Sure, I'm grand. Thanks very much. And so the year that we're talking about here was 2000.
Yeah.
Not right. That's 18 years ago now at this stage.
Don't say it like that.
And you were in first year in secondary school.
Yeah.
So tell us what happened.
So in first year, you had to be in the school choir. You know, you didn't get a choice.
Right.
So we were on a trip to Dublin. I can't remember why, but with the choir.
Right. It was probably going into a competition or something like that or whatever, yeah?
I don't think it actually was.
Oh. It's going shopping, know, right?
One of these things, anyway. So we were... We were sitting on the bus anyway, and next thing there's a girl standing in the aisle of the bus with her Walkman.
Okay.
You know. And she has her headphones out, like, and people are kind of going up and listening with her to the music. And you can kind of start to pick up what the song is.
So she was giving them one ear and she had the other ear and she was listening to this song standing
and
up there.
And people were like taking turns. And I said, who's this one, you know?
Yeah.
So, I could hear the music, and it wasn't my typical kind of music. Like, that was grand. So the song was "Maniac 2000," and
but this was obviously at a time when nobody had heard "Maniac 2000." It went
nobody
on to be a huge
Maniac
hit. You know,
So she had it on tape on her Walkman, and nobody else had heard it.
Right,
and like she's originally from Dublin.
Yeah,
but she was in school down here.
Right.
And like, so she had the little accents and everything, you know. And I said, "Oh, this one, like, with her tunes, you know." So the following week, anyway, the song ended up everywhere.
Yeah. Like, so she was basically Louis Walsh or something in drag.
I don't know. I just think she had the tape first. So then after that, like, her name's Emma. She ended up becoming my absolute best friend.
Good
but
God.
That's my very first memory of her. Like, standing there with her Walkman, sharing this music. And
that was nice that she was sharing it. Well, at least she wasn't saying, no, it's mine. So she wanted other people to hear it, which is good.
We didn't have the motorway from Waterford to Dublin, then, so the bus trip was long, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So it's your official friendship anthem then?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, like, any time anywhere and you hear it, you get a text or a call, and it'll come down the phone, and that's it. Then you hang up again. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
You don't have to say anything.
So listen, you never told us what her name is.
Oh, Emma Brent.
Emma Brent. So Emma Brent, that's a lovely story. It really is. So this is your friendship anthem. Let's play it. And you do still see Emma, do you? Time to time.
Yeah, all the time.
All the time. Oh, very good. Listen, lovely talking to you. Kate, thank you very much for that. Let's play the song.
Me.
Cheers. Here we go.
Excellent stuff, Kate and Emma, of course, the best days of our lives, they say. For coming on the show and sharing your moment, we're going to send you a lovely memento of your story, and you'll receive all the elements of the tale, the date, the lyrics of the song and more, all on a beautifully finished poster for you to treasure. So come on, get in touch and tell us yours, your milestone music moment. It happens on Tuesday morning on Today FM. Simply mail us on breakfast@todayfm.com and we will make the magic, your magic, happen.
Welcome to the Ian
Dempsey
Breakfast Show.
He's got a breakfast show.
Breakfast show.
He's got a breakfast show.
It's on the radio. Welcome to the Ian
Dempsey
Breakfast Show.
He's got a breakfast show.
Breakfast show.
He's got a breakfast show.
On the radio.
Every morning we have a Kickstarter come on air to have a quick chat with me and play a whopper of a song to wake up the nation. This morning's included an uncharged phone and some quality improvisation. This is great. Have a listen.
Thank you very much, Kim and Paul. Actually, Kim, could you pretend to be a bloke from Bray for us?
What do you mean?
It doesn't happen very often. There's obviously something wrong with the poor chap's phone or something like that.
Yeah.
His name is Owen and he's supposed to do our Kickstarter this morning.
Okay, right.
Owen O'Sullivan from Bray.
Yeah.
And he's en route to Punchestown. Just taking note of this. Punchestown. He's with his brother.
Okay.
And they're going down. They're building a new stand at the race course in Punchestown.
Okay.
And they listen every morning as well. Okay. Okay, I'll just do the jingle so I'm not introduced.
What's
you.
What's
okay.
the song?
It's Oasis Morning Glory.
Okay,
but yeah, and then you just say hit that button, okay. Or something like that, or whatever you want to say.
Let's go.
Kickstart your day with the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show and Baraka.
Get up!
It's you, but on a really good day. Today FM.
Okay, our Kickstart this morning, Friday, getting ready for the ski trip, which is happening tomorrow. And good morning to everybody going on that. And don't forget to tune in next week to hear the show as well. Owen O'Sullivan in Bray is with us. Hi, Owen. How's it going?
All right, Eno.
What are you up to, Owen?
Just getting ready to build a race course.
Don't forget your drill.
And Kim Buckley.
Is that your brother, would you?
Yeah, I'm in the car here.
What's
we're
his
going
name?
Down.
His second name's O'Sullivan, anyway.
So, all set to do this, yeah?
Hit that button, Eno.
And he's signing the extension lead there, isn't there?
Today FM.
We have got these three words. So, we've got €800 for that one word. All you got to do is identify this.
Deprogramming.
Thanks very much. That person there. So, who is that? And the first two are gone. So, let's see. We've got, it's an all female cast here now. Emer Sheridan, first of all, in Navan. Hi, Emer.
Hi, Ian. How are you?
Great. Happy Monday.
Same to you.
What do you think, Emer?
I think it's Alicia Keys.
Alicia Keys is the right answer. Yay! How did you... when and how, and tell us the story. Come on.
Actually got it from the start, the first Tuesday.
Yeah. Are you serious?
My. Yep.
Alicia Keys it is.
From the minute that able to see... We have this, we're fed this vision of what a woman looks like, or what a woman's supposed to look like, or what a sexy woman is, or are you beautiful, are you not beautiful? It's like, whoa. So anyway, the deprogramming.
There she is, deprogramming. Emer, that's nice. Monday morning, €800 in your back pocket.
Thank you.
Congratulations. You've got a fan club there, have you?
I do, yeah. My sister here with me in the car. We're on the way to work.
There's only two of you. God, it sounded like there's about 15 of you there. Well time. Done. Congratulations, Eber. See you later. Cheers.
We have since started anew these three words and we're down to just one voice already. But do you know who it is? Listen in from 7 a.m. on Monday morning to find out how you can enter the competition and get your hands on the jackpot. I think it's worth about 300 euro now at this stage in there. It goes up 50 euro every day. So listen in just after 7 on Monday.
Today FM, the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
The World Economic Forum, WEF, kicked off in Davos, Switzerland this week, and Ireland sent some of its finest over to the conference. People like writer and education and disability campaigner Sinead Burke, our very own Dennis O'Brien, the gaffer, and of course Taoiseach Leo Varadkar and his trusted sidekick, Pascal Donoghue. Hopefully Pascal doesn't mind being called a sidekick. We gave Leo and Pascal a call live on air to see how they were getting on in Davos, and you'll never complain about Ireland being expensive after this, I'll tell you. My God, wait till you hear the prices.
Hello, good morning, Pascal.
Good morning, Ian.
Morning. How's Davos going? You can hear us okay, can you?
I can hear you perfectly well, Ian.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, may I say thank you for covering this most important event.
Right.
The Davos Economic Forum is of huge importance to the Irish economy.
Yeah.
I'm presently moving through the foyer into a beautiful breakfast buffet with some of the world's most influential business leaders.
Right.
Like Elon Musk.
Right.
And Mark Zuckerberg.
Right.
And others.
Is Trump around at all?
I haven't actually seen him yet, Ian. Okay. I think he's coming in on Air Force One later. Right. Just a croissant and a coffee, please.
159 euro.
Excuse what? Me?
159 euro.
Are you taking the piss? Sorry, Ian, I might just have to increase the national debt this morning just to get a croissant and a coffee. Okay. But otherwise, it's going well.
Where's Leo, by the way?
The Taoiseach has informed me that he is very busy this morning and that he is hosting a crucial bilateral meeting outdoors.
All right.
So
actually,
he is very, very busy.
I've just been told we've got him on the other ISDN line.
Great.
So, hello, Leo. Leo.
Good morning, Ian.
How are you?
How are you?
Great, thanks very much.
I'm fantastic.
Good, good.
Hello, Leo. Have you got those files I sent you? I was up till 4 in the morning doing the notes.
Yep, I've got all the notes, thanks, Pascal, and all the files. I'm very busy, Pascal, though, with other world leaders at the moment doing meetings, leading.
Leo.
Yes, Ian?
It's extremely expensive to go to Davos. I'm told, I just read one thing, 200,000 euro per person. So I'm just wondering, why did two of you have to go, yourself and Pascal?
Well, yes, it is very expensive to come here, Ian, but some people got loans to come here, and other leaders I talked to received help from their parents to be here. I didn't receive any help from my parents to be here at all. So,
Hey, Leo, you're on time.
Justin.
Excuse me, what the hell is going on up there?
How much was that again? 157, what?
I'm not talking about the croissant anymore. What's going up on that mountain?
Pascal, I told you. Am I in the foyer at the moment?
You're back on the mountain.
Oh, I'm on the mountain. I told you it was an important bilateral meeting with a powerful world leader.
You want to do the red run?
Let's go full black this time, J-Dog. Talk to you later, Pascal.
Oh, hang on a second, lad.
Excuse me. I'm stuck in here with Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg and the stale croissant. And you're off with Mr. Fan... Leo!
How much was it again?
Leo!
Is that Bono?
Leo!
Is that Bono?
That's all I need now.
1 billion.
Oh, Jesus.
2 billion. 3 billion. In the bank. You got one. But it's not enough. You've got to... Make even more.
That's it for this week's Best Of podcast. Thanks for listening, and we hope you have a great weekend. And if you're listening to this next week or the week after or just before Christmas, well, we hope you're having a great... Oh, you know what I mean, don't you? Anyway, don't forget to join us for the ski trip. We are live every day this coming week from our ski trip in Kirchberg in Tyrol in Austria. It's going to be some crack, I tell you. Some crack. Best of luck to you.
It's the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show, on Today FM, with all the hottest music topics from 7 till 9 a.m. While you're waking up with your coffee, you're waking up with your coffee. It's
Breakfast Show.